Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this morning from the beautiful studios of WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. I hope everyone is enjoying the spring-like weather. I hope everyone recovered from their St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And to that point, I planned a good show for us today. We're going to be hearing from Moving Hearts, live in Dublin, as well as Fran Josephine Marsh, Peter Purvis, the Pogues, the O'Neill Sisters, and perhaps some Sean Doyle as well. There'll also be a little news from Ireland, I think, today. But we're going to start off the show with Moving Hearts from their Live in Dublin album with Lake of Shadows.
Thank you.
That was very nice. A completely instrumental set there. Unexpected even on my part, and I planned it. But you just heard from Peter Purvis with the Irish Bagpipes. And as you know, they are not blown into. They are pumped. It's a real skill. Jokesters would tell you the reason why they are pumped and not blown was so that the Irish player could still smoke cigarettes and drink pints while he was playing the bagpipes. Before that, you heard from Music in the Frame with Josephine Marsh. She's a great traditional player. She doesn't perform much anymore. But those three tunes that she played were all hornpipes. One was Tom Graney Castle, The Stack of Pancakes, and the title of the album, Music in the Frame, also a hornpipe. And we started off today's show with Moving Hearts, a nice band. They play, they're around Dublin most of the time, with their instrumental tune, Lake of Shadows. I've never seen them as a group, but I have seen parts of them in different bands. As of Peter Purvis, actually. I saw him, I think, in 2019. He was very young, but he was also part of another group. He wasn't playing on his own then. And so I'm going to make an announcement. We're going to be talking about the pasta dinner sponsored by the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Committee. It will take place on May 15th. The time will be between 5:30 and 7 p.m. And it's to raise money for our efforts to maintain our association with our sister city of Ballinagh, County Mayo. Now, it doesn't indicate on the poster I was given, but last year the event was taking place at St. Mark's. But it also features a performance by the Breffni School of Irish Dance, which all of you, most of you, or many of you, I should say, saw at our Irish Club event and at sundry other events taking place over the St. Patrick's Day holiday. So I'll be mentioning that again, but in the meantime, you're going to be hearing from the Pogues.
Australia, I was born.
Cape Hawaii, Holloway.
In South Australia, around Cape Horn.
Well, I'm from South Australia.
Yeah, Holloway, you rolling king.
Cape Hawaii, Holloway.
Holloway, you let me sing.
I'm from South Australia.
Cause I woke up morning fine.
Cape Hawaii, Holloway.
Just there I met this Nancy Blair.
Well, I'm from South Australia.
Holloway, you rolling king.
Cape Hawaii, Holloway.
Holloway, you let me sing.
Thank you. must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, how many times can a man turn his head, pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, how many deaths will it take till he knows too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the
Ennui. I am in grief for your fate, with your bones stretched out after all your fun. Not want of food, but the drink being scarce, has caused you to be lying there undone. It grieves me more than the sack of Troy, that here you lie on uncaring stones, and devil the harm or hurt you've done, and you'd shrink from wine for a brackish pool. And it's not for the common bird that I moan, for the blackbird, the corncrake, or the crane, but for a yellow bittern who is shy and apart, and who drinks from the marsh in the lone bog drain. Had I but known you were near your death, while my breath held out, I'd have run to you, till a splash from the lake of Loch Macnean your soul would have stirred to life in you. And my darling told me to drink no more, or my life would be over in a very short while. But it's the taste of the whiskey gives me life and strength, and will shorten the road by many's the mile. You could see how that bird of the long smooth neck could get his death from the thirst at last. So come, son of my soul, and fill up your cup, for you'll get ne'er a sup when your life is past.
This is Kevin Cahill. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. I can't say enough about Sean Doyle, who was the composer and singer of that last song, The Yellow Bittern, from his album, The Light and the Half-Light. His voice, his lyricism, his songwriting skills, the language that he uses, all of them are at the top, really the top of the list. So that was Sean Doyle, as I mentioned, and the name of the album, The Light and the Half-Light, produced by his son, if I'm not mistaken. And before that, we heard from the O'Neill Sisters, very popular in Ireland, their album No Place Like Home with their version of the classic Blowing in the Wind. And we started off with the Pogues from their If I Should Fall from Grace with God album and their tune South Australia. And I'm sure you heard the man utter a foul word at the very end of that song, which wasn't included in my plans. But nonetheless, here we are. And today in Irish history, in March 29, 2004, Ireland became the first country in the world to introduce a ban on smoking in all workplaces. Professor Luke Clancy, chairman of the Action on Smoking and Health, described it as, quote, the health initiative of the century. In 2003, Minister for Health Micheál Martin, who we talked about last week, had announced his intention to have smoking prohibited in all workplaces by January 1st the following year. Though arriving a little later than expected, it was a success, which led to other countries following suit. And if you've ever been in a pub, I'm sure it's true in most pubs all over the world, but if you've ever been true there in a pub in Ireland before the smoking ban, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. That's how much smoke there was in the pub. Everybody smoked. I did. I smoked Players and Carlton's. Players number 6, to be exact. It was not without hitches, however. Prior to the ban, Martin's fellow Corkman, Vincent Keeney, owner of the Titanic-themed bar and restaurant in Cove, called for the minister to be dismissed by the Taoiseach Bertie Ahern for, quote, acting like an idiot and for being a zealot, unquote. Keeney's sentiment was shared by many publicans throughout the country, where 10,000 bars, restaurants, and nightclubs would no longer be able to allow indoor smoking without risking a 3,000 euro fine. The Irish Cigarette Machine Operators Association, who knew there was one, I suppose there would have been, which had 450 members, said that they face, quote, their darkest day, unquote. According to spokesman Jerry Lawler, all of our members are small business people, and this ban will have a devastating effect on our lives, unquote. The ban did not get off to the smoothest of starts. Fine Gael spokesperson for Justice, Equality, and Law Reform, John Deasy, was sacked a mere 2 days after its introduction when he lit up in the Doyle Bar. In July, Fibber McGee's on Eyre Square in Galway, oh, I remember this, in July, Fibber McGee's on Eyre Square in Galway flouted the ban, inviting its patrons to smoke on its premises, for which it was fined 9,000 euro. Nonetheless, within 12 months, a reported 7,000 people had given up smoking, and cigarette sales in bars fell by 60%. So there you have that. I remember this. So I don't know. I don't think I was smoking then, but I still remember it. Here we go.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you're only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Young Willie McBride wasn't slow and obscene. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart you are forever 19. Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame? In an old photograph, torn and battered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. The sun now would shine on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Now, young Willie McBride, I can't help wonder why. Do all those who lie here know why they did die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that? that this war would end war. Well, the sorrows, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying was all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it's all happening again and again and again and again and again. As a train pulls out today from Derry City, a thousand memories lingered in my mind. Why do I have to go? It's such a pity. And all the dear old friends I leave behind. As I gaze beyond the harbor, I'm recalling familiar names like Doherty and Coyle. Through misty eyes, I see the teardrops falling. Goodbye to my old hometown on the Foyle. The spire of St. Eugene seems to vanish in the distance, or the city way on high. My childhood thoughts I never want to vanish when I wonder if it reaches to the sky. Many thousand miles I'll travel on my journey to a new home on the wild Australian soil. But never can I hope to lose a yearning to return to my old hometown on the Foyle. No, never can I hope to lose a yearning to return to my old hometown on the Foyle.
As I walked by the dark side one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long.
Wrap me up in the oilskin and the jumper. No more on the dark side be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
Now Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where the fishermen go if they don't go to hell. when the skies are unclear and the dolphins do play. And the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away.
Wrap me up in me ice skins and jumper, no more on the dark side be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump and bound with one swish on their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no worry to do, and the skipper's below making tay for the crew.
Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the dark side be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mate, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea. I'll play me on squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song.
Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
A classic there. From a classic band. Fiddler's Green, of course, with all the best from the album, All the Best of the Dubliners. And before that, you heard from an album that I have called The Traditional Tunes of Old Ireland. They do not identify the singer, but the name of the tune was Hometown on the Foyle. And you, excuse me, and we started off that set with, James Burke. He's the lead singer of an Irish band called The Revelers. I'm not sure they're around anymore. But with their version of Willie McBride. I thought it was a good version. And I forgot to mention earlier that if you have any questions or any recommendations or a request for this show, please give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. And now we're going to start off the next set with Susanna Savain.
Thank you.
Angels there from the band Varro, The Rakes of Clonmel, and I Ne'er Shall Ween Her. And before that, you heard from the McPeak Family Trio from their album The Bagpipes of Britain and Ireland with a tune called Mullingar's Favorite. And before, a lot of bagpipes in this show today. You heard from Suzanne Zavain. She's from Galicia in Spain. They have their own version of the bagpipes in Galicia. And she played for us a tune called Fonsagrada. I want to mention again, the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Committee is sponsoring a pasta dinner at St. Mark's School on May 15th between 5:30 and 7 p.m. The Pittsfield Irish Sister Committee is sponsoring a fundraising, I should say, pasta dinner, assisted by Unico, on May 15th, 2026, beginning at 5:30 and ending at 7 p.m. For more information about that, you can give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 FM WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. Gurum Ugach Ugachahi Shuhugan.